Bringing an end to the increasing frequent squabbling among the justices has become a central issue in the campaign. Rogensack is promising to convince her fellow justices to end the 18 months of legal limbo surrounding an ethics charge against Justice Prosser.
We could do it. We could do it.
The Judicial Council says Prosser broke the rules when he put his hands around Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's neck in her office during an argument about the court's ruling upholding the controversial collective bargaining law 2 years ago in June. Rogensack says despite the fact that all but one of the justices witnessed the incident, the court can agree to officially resolve the case one way or another and show the public the court can discipline its own members.
And I am hopeful we will do something from the bench in a very public way.
Rogensack has served one 10-year term on the High Court and 7 years before that as an appeals court judge. She says that means she's better positioned both to clear up this ethics case and more qualified as a judge than either of her two opponents.
The job is judging whether another judge got it right. It's also judging whether another judge got it right in pretty much every substantive area of law. My opponents don't have that breadth of substantive law experience, and they have zero judicial experience.
Both of her opponents are practicing lawyers who have not served as judges. Rogensack says she rejects the labels conservative or activist when applied to judges and says she rules on each case based on the facts and the Constitution. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.